I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited Show on the music of Bill Evans. We're going to start with Janis Borla singing a tune that was kind of one of his signature tunes in the 70s, Five. She's on vocal again from 1995. And then the Kronos Quartet will do a composition of Bill's called R.E. Person I Knew, which is an anagram of the name Orrin Keep News, and that's a 1985 recording.
My song is a simple story, concerns neither love nor glory. I'm just singing four beats to five, four beats to five, four beats to five, four beats to five. You ask, is this fact or fiction? Why cause all this metric friction? By just singing four beats to five, four beats to five, four beats to five, four beats to five. Once you find it, you can feel it has a way of swinging that'll move you to it. Soon you'll find you'll have a mind to try it on whatever tune might help you do it. And so we are left to ponder how much more is left beyond there. Once you have got four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five.
A tone to my predilection. To juxtapose four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five. It's really quite energizing once you come to realizing that you can sing four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five. Once you've found it, you can feel it has a way of swinging that'll move you to it. Soon you'll find you'll have a mind to try it on whatever tune might help you do it. And so we are left to ponder how much more is left beyond there. Once you have felt four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five, four beats with five.
We started the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the music of Bill Evans with a set of two. The first one is Bill's composition 5, sung by Janice Borla, with Farig Haq on guitar, Dan Hurley piano, Bob Bowman bass, and Jack Mouse on drums, recorded in 1995. And I found something very interesting. In my collection, which has got 3,700 recordings in it, only Janice Borla and Judy Nemac have recorded more than one Bill Evans tune, which is kind of interesting. 5 was Bill's signature tune during the late 60s and early 70s. Then we heard R.E. Person I Knew, which is an anagram of the name Orrin Keepnews, who was Bill Evans' producer at Riverside Records. And this is the Kronos Quartet of David Harrington and John Sherba on violin, Hank Dutt on viola, Joan Johnrood on cello, and arranged by Tom Darter. This is a 1985 recording. We've got Karen Allison and Judy Nemac, and now we have Stolen Moments from Oliver Nelson. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Oliver Nelson on tenor, Eric Dolphy flute, George Barrow baritone, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Roy Haynes on drums in 1961.
Thank you.
That was the very famous Stolen Moments from Oliver Nelson. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Oliver Nelson on a classic tenor solo, Eric Dolphy on flute, George Barrow baritone, Bill Evans on a great piano solo, Paul Chambers bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, recorded in 1961. And of course, this is the music of Bill Evans here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. We've got Judy Nemac coming up, and we're going to also be hearing Bill Evans' Peace, and the Gunther Schuller Orchestra. So please stay tuned. We have a station break now, and Karen Allison will sing Bill Evans' composition, Turn Out the Stars. She's also playing piano with Bob Shepherd on tenor, Rod Fleeman electric guitar, Ed Howard bass, and Matt Wilson on drums in 2011, and then Round Midnight from Bill's Conversations with Myself. He's on overdubbed piano in 1963, right here on Jazz Unlimited, following the station break.
Turn out the stars. Turn out the stars. Let eternal darkness hide me. If I can't have you beside me, put out their fires. Their endless splendor only reminds me of your tenderness. Stop the ocean's roar. Don't let the rivers run. Let me hear no more the wondrous music of a skylark in the sun. Let it be done. Turn out the stars, turn out the stars, shut off their light. Stop every comet in its magic lonely flight. Let there be night. Turn out the stars.
Turn Thank you.
heard a set of two things associated with Bill Evans. The first one was his composition, Turn Out the Stars, which some think has to do with the death of his father. It was sung by Karen Allison, and she also plays piano. Bob Shepard tenor, Rod Fleeman guitar, Ed Howard bass, and Matt Wilson on drums in 2011. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on the music of Bill Evans on Jazz Unlimited. Then we heard a version of Round Midnight with Bill Evans on two overdubbed pianos recorded in 1963. We've got a lot of vocals tonight because I've never done a show on Bill Evans like this. So we're going to hear more Judy Nemac and more Janice Borla. And we're going to be hearing George Russell and a big band coming up with Bill Evans on piano. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear one from Judy Nemac. Again, she and Janice Borla are the only two vocalists that sing more than one of Bill's tunes in my collection anyway. The tune here is Bill's Interplay. Judy's on vocals, Jim McNeely piano, Jean-Francois Prinz on guitar, Dennis Irwin bass, and Victor Lewis on drums in 2007.
Then on the Our melodies and rhythm would create a fine duet. You called me and suggested that we meet. Your invitation made me feel like dancing right down the street. We walked and talked, and right away something magical started to happen, a beautiful interplay. With some folks it's hard to find a break. They talk and talk without a pause till my head starts to ache. But with you it was different, it's a fact. You spoke and then you listened. There was time we could interact. Now we grow closer every day, making room for each other, creating a beautiful interplay.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Bill Evans' composition, Interplay, here on Jazz Unlimited. Sung by Judy Nemac on vocal, with Jim McNeely on piano, Jean-Francois Prinz on guitar, Dennis Irwin bass, and Victor Lewis on drums in 2007. We're going to be hearing the George Russell Orchestra, more Janis Borla, and more Judy Nemac in the third hour, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear Bill's famous piece, Peace, Peace. It's based on the chords of Some Other Time, which is a Leonard Bernstein tune. This was recorded in 1958. And then we're going to hear Bill's kind of breakthrough solo on All About Rosie with the Gunther Schuller Orchestra, with John LaPorta heard on alto, Bill Evans on piano, and George Russell did the arranging and the composing and then conducting in this 1957 recording, which was called The Birth of the Third Stream. And that's going to be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited following the station break. Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the music of Bill Evans. The first one was the very famous Peace, Peace, with Bill Evans on solo piano in 1958, and then All About Rosie from the Gunther Schuller Orchestra with Bill Evans on piano, George Russell arranging, composing, and conducting in 1957. Please stay tuned for the third hour. We're going to hear a tune that Bill Evans sued Miles Davis over following the station break.